お客さん、その携帯いろんな機能がついてんすよ。
そんなことは分かっている。しかしだな、
量子テレポーテーション装置はまだ使ったことないんすか？
量子テレポーテーション装置がついてるのか？
もちっすよ。
量子テレポーテーション装置か。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
リエです。
ユウキです。 Marky here. Welcome to part 2 of our Niigata Dialect Expose.
新潟弁講座その2へようこそ。
Oh yeah. Alright, so as you can tell, today we are joined once again by Yuki and the lovely Rie, and we are going to get down and dirty with the Niigata dialect. Let's jump right into it. Yuki, who are our two characters today?
Kenshin and Shiori.
Kenshin? Is this an everyday name?
Kenshin is from Uesugi Kenshin. He was born in Niigata and Sengoku Busho.
So Uesugi Kenshin was a famous general from Niigata, well, what is now Niigata, in the Sengoku era, so the Warring States period in Japanese history. He's a very famous guy.
Uesugi Kenshin, kakkoii na. And Shiori is my sister's name.
Shiori-chan, kawaii na.
All right, so we're going to listen to the conversation between these two people, and it looks like there's a little bit of a misunderstanding. Here we go.
いやいや、伊藤すげらね。おなごの子らかね。
男ん子らよ。
おー、ここ、何ね。そうらけ。あんま伊藤すげらすけ、おなごの子らかと思ったで。勘弁してくんなせや。なんて名前らいや。
こうすけらよ。
こんげさーべとこにいねえて、はよ帰らせ。ぼぼ風こと引くこてね。
そうせば帰るこてさ。
標準語でお願いします。うわー、かわいいね。女の子？
男の子だよ。
あらら、なんだって？そうなの。とってもかわいいんで女の子かと思ったよ。ごめんごめん、なんていう名前？
コウスケだよ。
こんな寒いところにいないで早く帰りなよ。赤ちゃん風邪をひいちゃうよ。
それじゃあ帰るわ。
ゆっくりお願いします。やいや、伊藤しげらね。おなごの子らかね。
男ん子らよ。
おーここ。何ね。そうらけ。あんま伊藤しげらすけ。おなごの子らかと思ったて。勘弁してくんなせや。なんて名前らいや。
こうすけらよ。
こんがさーべえところにねえて。はよ、帰らせ。ぼぼ、風こと引くこてね。
そうせば。帰るこてさ。
次は英語が入ります。やいや伊藤すげらね。おなごの子らかね。
Oh wow, so cute. Is she a girl?
男ん子らよ。
He's a boy.
おーここ何ね。そうらけ。あんま伊藤すげらすけ。おなごの子らかと思ったで。勘弁してくんなせや。なんて名前らいや。
Oh really? I thought he was a girl because he's so cute. I'm sorryWhat's his name?
Kosuke らよ。
His name is Kosuke.
こんげさーべとこにいねえて、はよ帰らせ。ぼぼ風こと引くこてね。
You should go home now. It's cold here. The baby might catch a cold.
そうせば帰るこてさ。
Alright, then we'll go home.
リエさん、この会話どう思いましたか？
またまたこれも道端でよく聞かれる会話です。
This conversation is often heard on the street.
Yeah, I think so. Babies are usually very cute, but the really young ones, it's hard to tell if it's a boy or girl. So, let's take a look at today's lesson's vocabulary. First, we have...
Itoshige.
Cute.
Itoshige. Itoshige.
Can you give us an example?
Itoshige na akago ra ne.
Kawaii akachan desu ne.
That's a cute baby, isn't it? Next, we have...
Onago.
A girl.
おなごおなご。
So this seems like a combination of two words.
Na and go.
What's go?
Go is ko, which means kids.
So in this case,
onna no ko, the girl. Rie-san, Niigata ben de otoko no ko wa nan desu ka?
Otokonko desu.
And this is also two words?
Otoko and ko.
So boy.
Right.
So can you give us an example how to use this word?
Ano onago itoshii ya no.
Ano onnanoko kawaii ne.
That girl is so cute, isn't she? Okay, next we have...
Ookoko.
Wow.
Ookoko. 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 Mou 12 ji ratte.
Arara. Mou 12 ji da yo.
Whoa, it's already 12 a.m. Next we have...
Nani ne.
What?
Na. Ni. Ne. Nani ne.
Nani ne. Yo kikoe ne te ba.
Eh? Yo ku kikoe nai yo.
What? I can't really hear you. Okay, next.
Amma.
Very.
A-m-ma. Amma.
Last time, we learned the word baka for very. Is this word different or the same or what's going on here?
I think this means the same, but this amma is usually attached to negative sentences.
This is same as amari.
Okay, so that's pretty familiar for us. Can you give us an example how to use it?
Amma yasuku ne no.
Amari yasuku nai na.
That's not so cheap. That's not really cheap. Next we have...
Kanbe.
To be sorry. To ask for forgiveness.
Kanbe. Kanbe. Ah, mata shukudai wasurete shimotate. Kanbe shite kunraseya.
Ah, mata shukudai wasurete shimatta. Kanben shite kudasai.
Oh, I forgot my homework again. Please forgive me.
This kanbe originally comes from kanben, means just forgive me. Ask for forgiveness.
So you can use this in standard Japanese if we use the regular pronunciation?
We use this with kudasai, which is kanben shite kudasai.
Please forgive me.
Kanben is usually used to gomen nasai.
And it's a kind of casual way to do it, right?
Right.
Okay, so next we have...
Hayo.
Quickly, quick.
Hayo. Hayo.
Okay, this sounds familiar to all of us, I'm sure.
Hayaku.
Okay, so quickly. Can you show us how to use this?
Hayo ikote ba.
Hayaku ikoyo.
Hurry up, let's go. And finally we have...
So dewa.
Then.
So dewa. So dewa. So dewa mazu.
Sore dewa sayonara.
Well then, goodbye. Okay, a couple points of interest in this conversation. The first we're going to talk about are...
Yaiya and ookoko.
And these are both interjections.
Rie-san, これ使いますか? ookoko とやいや。
そうですね。新潟人は驚いた時にとっさに出てきます。
So, people from Niigata instinctively use this word, she said. And this can be used for both good situations and bad situations.
そうですね。
Also, we saw an interesting interrogative construction.
Kane.
What is this in standard Japanese?
Desu ka? Nano?
And in the dialogue, what did we see, Rie-san?
Onago no ko ra ka ne?
Is this a girl? Rie-san, can you give us an example how to use this?
Ashita wa kaisha ni kuru n ka ne?
Ashita wa kaisha ni kuru no ka?
Are you coming to the office tomorrow? Are you coming to work tomorrow?
Chanto shukudai wa yatta n ka ne?
Chanto shukudai wa yatta no?
Have you finished your homework yet? Now, Yuki-san, what is this kote ne and kote sa?
This means in standard Japanese is like chau, nan da yo, de shou.
So it has a kind of negative meaning?
Yeah, it's like inferring, regretting, warning for the future.
What was the example we saw in the dialogue?
Bobo kaze koto hiku kote ne.
Akachan kaze hiichau yo.
Your baby might catch a cold. So in this example, kote ne was attached to the plain form of the verb hiku. Is this standard formation?
そうですね。そのまま動詞の後につけます。
So let's try a couple more examples.
ソンゲガン食ったら腹壊すこてね。
そんなの食べたら腹壊すよ。
If you eat that kind of food, you'll have stomach trouble.
ソンゲことしたら母さんに怒られるこてね。
そんなことしたらお母さんに怒られちゃう。
If I do those kinds of things, my mom gets angry at me.
だすけマーキー、ソンゲことやめろって言うたこて。
Oh, I'm in trouble again.
リエさん、母さんはカカアですけど、お父さんは何て言いますか?
お父さんは新潟弁で、ツァーツァと言います。
Can you say that one more time?
ツァーツァ。
そう、皆さん、
Have you noticed that in Niigata dialect, they use la sound instead of da sound?
Yeah, I think we saw that last time. I remember seeing la no.
Da yo.
So this seems like a very important aspect of dialect. So can you give us a couple more examples?
男の子らよ.
男の子だよ.
He's a boy.
女の子らかと思ったて.
女の子だと思ったよ.
I thought she was a boy. All right, guys. I think that's all the time we've got today. I had a lot of fun. How about you?
Me too.
超楽しかった.
So you guys, we have one more coming up. So you don't want to miss it. Be sure to check out the PDF.
PDF で勉強して新潟に遊びに来てくんなせや。
And be sure to try to leave a post in the Niigata dialect on the message board. Impress your friends and the other J-Pod users. Aw, yeah.
そうではまず。いやいや、愛おしげらね。女子の子らかね。
男ん子らよ。
おお、ここ、何ね。そうらけ。あんま愛おしげらすけ、女子の子らかと思ったて。勘弁してくんなせや。なんて名前らいや。
こうすけらよ。
こんげさあべとこにいねえて、はよ帰らせ。ボボ風こと引くこてね。
そうすれば帰るこてさ。